براءة من الله ورسوله إلى الذين عاهدتم من المشركين فسيحوا في الأرض أربعة أشهر واعلموا أنكم غير معجز الله وأن الله مخزي الكافرين وأذان من الله ورسوله إلى الناس يوم الحج الأكبر أن الله بريء من المشركين ورسوله فإن تبتم فهو خير لكم وإن توليتم فاعلموا أنكم غير معجز الله وبشر الذين كفروا بعذاب أليم إلا الذين عاهدتم من المشركين ثم لم ينقصوكم شيئا ولم يظاهروا عليكم أحدا فأتموا إليهم عهدهم إلى مدتهم إن الله يحب المتقين فإذا انسلخ الأشهر الحرم فاقتلوا المشركين حيث وجدتموهم وخذوهم واحصروهم واقعدوا لهم كل مرصد فإن تابوا وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة فخلوا سبيلهم إن الله غفور رحيم.
Freedom from obligation is proclaimed from Allah and His Messenger toward those of the idolaters with whom ye made a treaty. Travel freely in the land 4 months, and know that ye cannot escape Allah, and that Allah will confound the disbelievers in His guidance. And a proclamation from Allah and His Messenger to all men on the day of the greater pilgrimage, that Allah is free from obligation to the idolaters, and so is His Messenger. So, if ye repent, it will be better for you. But if ye are averse, then know that ye cannot escape Allah. Give tidings, O Muhammad, of a painful doom to those who disbelieve. Excepting those of the idolaters with whom ye Muslims have a treaty, and who have since abated nothing of your right, nor have supported anyone against you. As for these, fulfill their treaty to them till their term. Lo, Allah loveth those who keep their duty unto Him. Then, when the sacred months have passed, slay the idolaters wherever ye find them, and take them captive, and besiege them, and prepare for them each ambush. But if they repent and establish worship and pay the poor due, then leave their way free. Lo, Allah is forgiving, merciful.
وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَبْلِغْهُ مَأْمَنَهُ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ كيف يكون للمشركين عهد عند الله وعند رسوله إلا الذين عاهدتم عند المسجد الحرام فما استقاموا لكم فاستقيموا لهم إن الله يحب المتقين كيف وإن يظهروا عليكم لا يرقبوا فيكم إلا ولا ذمة يرضونكم بأفواههم وتأبى قلوبهم وأكثرهم فاسقون اشتروا بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا فصدوا عن سبيله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون لا يرقبون في مؤمن إلا ولا ذمة وأولئك هم المعتدون فإن تابوا وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة فإخوانكم في الدين ونفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون وإن نكثوا أيمانهم من بعد عهدهم وطعنوا في دينكم فقاتلوا أئمة الكفر إنهم لا أيمان لهم لعلهم ينتهون
And if any one of the idolaters seeketh thy protection, O Muhammad, then protect him, so that he may hear the word of Allah, and afterward convey him to his place of safety. That is because they are a folk who know not. How can there be a treaty with Allah and with his messenger for the idolaters, save those with whom ye made a treaty at the holy mosque? So long as they are true to you, be true to them. Lo, Allah loveth those who keep their duty. How can there be any treaty for the others, when, if they have the upper hand of you, they regard not pact nor honour in respect of you? They satisfy you with their mouths, for while their hearts refuse, and most of them are wrongdoers. They have purchased with the revelations of Allah a little gain, so they debar men from his way. Lo, evil is that which they are wont to do. And they observe toward a believer neither pact nor honour. These are they who are transgressors. But if they repent and establish worship and pay the poor due, then are they your brethren in religion. We detail our revelations for a people who have knowledge. And if they break their pledges after their treaty hath been made with you, and assail your religion, then fight the heads of disbelief. Lo, they have no binding oaths, in order that they may desist.
ألا تقاتلون قوما نكثوا أيمانهم وهموا بإخراج الرسول وهم بدؤوكم أول مرة أتخشونهم فالله أحق أن تخشوه إن كنتم مؤمنين قاتلوهم يعذبهم الله بأيديكم ويخزهم وينصركم عليهم ويشف صدور قوم مؤمنين ويذهب غيظ قلوبهم ويتوب الله على من يشاء والله عليم حكيم أم حسبتم أن تتركوا ولما يعلم الله الذين جاهدوا منكم ولم يتخذوا من دون الله ولا رسوله ولا المؤمنين وليجة والله خبير بما تعملون
Will ye not fight a folk who broke their solemn pledges and purposed to drive out the messenger, and did attack you first. What? Fear ye them? Now Allah hath more right that ye should fear him, if ye are believers. Fight them. Allah will chastise them at your hands, and he will lay them low and give you victory over them, and he will heal the breasts of folk who are believers. And he will remove the anger of their heart. Allah relenteth toward whom he will. Allah is knower, wise. Or deemed ye that ye would be left in peace, when Allah yet knoweth not those of you who strive, choosing for familiar none save Allah and his messenger and the believers? Allah is informed of what ye do.
ما كان للمشركين أن يعمروا مساجد الله شاهدين على أنفسهم بالكفر أولئك حبطت أعمالهم وفي النار هم خالدون إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين أجعلتم سقاية الحاج وعمارة المسجد الحرام كمن آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وجاهد في سبيل الله لا يستوون عند الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين الذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم أعظم درجة عند الله وأولئك هم الفائزون يبشرهم ربهم برحمة منه ورضوان وجنات لهم فيها نعيم مقيم خالدين فيها أبدا إن الله عنده أجر عظيم
It is not for the idolaters to tend Allah's sanctuaries bearing witness against themselves of disbelief. As for such, their works are vain, and in the fire they will abide. He only shall tend Allah's sanctuaries, who believeth in Allah and the Last Day, and observeth proper worship, and payeth the poor due, and feareth none save Allah. For such only is it possible that they can be of the rightly guided. Count ye the slaking of a pilgrim's thirst and tendance of the holy mosque as equal to the worth of him who believeth in Allah and the Last Day and striveth in the way of Allah? They are not equal in the sight of Allah. Allah guideth not wrongdoing folk. Those who believe and have left their homes and striven with their wealth and their lives in Allah's way are of much greater worth. In Allah's sight. These are they who are triumphant. Their Lord giveth them good tidings of mercy from Him, and acceptance, and gardens where enduring pleasure will be theirs. There they will abide for ever. Lo, with Allah there is immense reward.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا آباءكم وإخوانكم أولياء إن استحبوا الكفر على الإيمان ومن يتولهم منكم فأولئك هم الظالمون قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين
O ye who believe, choose not your fathers nor your brethren for friends if they take pleasure in disbelief rather than faith. Whoso of you taketh them for friends, such are wrongdoers. Say, if your fathers and your sons and your brethren and your wives and your tribe and the wealth ye have acquired, and merchandise for which ye fear that there will be no sale, and dwellings ye desire, are dearer to you than Allah and his messenger, and striving in his way, then wait till Allah bringeth his command to pass. Allah guideth not wrongdoing folk.
لقد نصركم الله في مواطن كثيرة ويوم حنين إذ أعجبتكم كثرتكم فلم تغن عنكم شيئا وضاقت عليكم الأرض بما رحبت ثم وليتم مدبرين ثم أنزل الله سكينته على رسوله وعلى المؤمنين وأنزل جنودا لم تروها وعذب الذين كفروا وذلك جزاء الكافرين ثم يتوب الله من بعد ذلك على من يشاء والله غفور رحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما المشركون نجس فلا يقربوا المسجد الحرام بعد عامهم هذا وإن خفتم عيلة فسوف يغنيكم الله من فضله إن شاء إن الله عليم حكيم قاتلوا الذين لا يؤمنون بالله ولا باليوم الآخر ولا يحرمون ما حرم الله ورسوله ولا يدينون دين الحق ولا يدينون دين الحق من الذين أوتوا الكتاب حتى يعطوا الجزية عن يد وهم صاغرون
Allah hath given you victory on many fields and on the day of Hunain when ye exulted in your multitude but it availed you naught and the earth, vast as it is, was straitened for you. Then ye turned back in flight. Then Allah sent his peace of reassurance down upon his messenger and upon the believers, and sent down hosts ye could not see, and punished those who disbelieved. Such is the reward of disbelievers. Then afterward, Allah will relent toward whom he will, for Allah is forgiving, merciful. O ye who believe, the idolaters only are unclean. So let them not come near the holy mosque after this their year. If ye fear poverty from the loss of their merchandise, Allah shall preserve you of his bounty if he will. Lo, Allah is knower, wise. Fight against such of those who have been given the scripture as believe not in Allah nor the last day. And forbid not that which Allah hath forbidden by his messenger, and follow not the religion of truth, until they pay the tribute readily, being brought low.
وقالت اليهود عزير بن الله وقالت النصارى المسيح بن الله ذلك قولهم بأفواههم يضاهئون قول الذين كفروا من قبل قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إلها واحدا لا إله إلا هو سبحانه عما يشركون يريدون أن يطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون.
And the Jews say, Ezra is the son of Allah. And the Christians say, the Messiah is the son of Allah. That is their saying with their mouths. They imitate the saying of those who disbelieved of old. May Allah fight against them. How perverse are they? They have taken as lords beside Allah their rabbis and their monks and the Messiah, son of Mary, when they were bidden to worship only one God. There is no God save him. Be he glorified from all that they ascribe as partner unto him. Fain would they put out the light of Allah with their mouths. But Allah disdaineth everything save that he shall perfect his light, however much the disbelievers are averse. He it is who hath sent his messenger with the guidance and the religion of truth, that he may cause it to prevail over all religion, however much the idolaters may be averse.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن كثيرا من الأحبار والرهبان ليأكلون أموال الناس بالباطل ويصدون عن سبيل الله والذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله فبشرهم بعذاب أليم يوم يحمى عليها في نار جهنم فتكوى بها جباههم وجنوبهم وظهورهم هذا ما كنزتم لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون.
O ye who believe, lo, many of the Jewish rabbis and the Christian monks devour the wealth of mankind wantonly and debar men from the way of Allah. They who hoard up gold and silver and spend it not in the way of Allah, unto them give tidings, O Muhammad, of a painful doom, on the day when it will all be heated in the fire of hell, and their foreheads and their flanks and their backs will be branded therewith. And it will be said unto them, Here is that which ye hoarded for yourselves. Now taste of what ye used to hoard.
إن عدة الشهور عند الله اثنا عشر شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين إنما النسيء زيادة في الكفر يضل به الذين كفروا يحلونه عاما ويحرمونه عاما ليواطئوا عدة ما حرم الله فيحلوا ما حرم الله زين لهم سوء أعمالهم والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين.
Lo, the number of the months with Allah is 12 months by Allah's ordinance, in the day that he created the heavens and the earth. 4 of them are sacred. That is the right religion. So wrong not yourselves in them. And wage war on all of the idolaters, as they are waging war on all of you. And know that Allah is with those who keep their duty unto him. Postponement of a sacred month is only an excess of disbelief, whereby those who disbelieve are misled. They allow it one year, and forbid it another year, that they may make up the number of the months which Allah hath hallowed, so that they allow that which Allah hath forbidden. the evil of their deeds is made fair seeming unto them. Allah guideth not the disbelieving folk.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا ما لكم إذا قيل لكم انفروا في سبيل الله اثاقلتم إلى الأرض أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضروه شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا والله عزيز حكيم.
O ye who believe, what aileth you, that when it is said unto you, Go forth in the way of Allah, ye are bowed down to the ground with heaviness. Take ye pleasure in the life of the world, rather than in the hereafter. The comfort of the life of the world is but little in the hereafter. If ye go not forth, he will afflict you with a painful doom, and will choose instead of you a folk other than you. Ye cannot harm him at all. Allah is able to do all things. If ye help him not, still Allah helped him, when those who disbelieve drove him forth, the second of two. When they too were in the cave, when he said unto his comrade, Grieve not, lo, Allah is with us. Then Allah caused his piece of reassurance to descend upon him, and supported him with hosts ye cannot see, and made the word of those who disbelieved the nethermost, while Allah's word it was that became the uppermost. Allah is mighty, wise.
انفروا خفافا وثقالا وجاهدوا بأموالكم وأنفسكم في سبيل الله ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون لو كان عرضا قريبا وسفرا قاصدا لاتبعوك ولكن بعدت عليهم الشقة وسيحلفون بالله لو استطعنا لخرجنا معكم يهلكون أنفسهم والله يعلم إنهم لكاذبون عفى الله عنك لما أذنت لهم حتى يتبين لك الذين صدقوا وتعلم الكاذبين لا يستأذنك الذين يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أن يجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم والله عليم بالمتقين إنما يستأذنك الذين لا يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وارتابت قلوبهم فهم في ريبهم يترددون
Go forth light-armed and heavy-armed and strive with your wealth and your lives in the way of Allah. That is best for you, if ye but knew. Had it been a near adventure and an easy journey, they had followed thee, but the distance seemed too far for them. Yet will they swear by Allah, saying, If we had been able, we would surely have set out with you. They destroy their souls, and Allah knoweth that they verily are liars. Allah forgive thee, O Muhammad. Wherefore didst thou grant them leave? ere those who told the truth were manifest to thee, and thou didst know the liars. Those who believe in Allah and the last day ask no leave of thee, lest they should strive with their wealth and their lives. Allah is aware of those who keep their duty unto him. They alone ask leave of thee who believe not in Allah and the last day, and whose hearts feel doubt. So in their doubt they waver.
ولو أرادوا الخروج لأعدوا له عدة ولكن كره الله بعاثهم فثبطهم وقيل اقعدوا مع القاعدين لو خرجوا فيكم ما زادوكم إلا خبالا ولأوضعوا خلالكم يبغونكم الفتنة وفيكم سماعون لهم والله عليم بالظالمين لقد ابتغوا الفتنة من قبل وقلبوا لك الأمور حتى جاء الحق وظهر أمر الله وهم كارهون ومنهم من يقول ائذن لي ولا تفتني ألا في الفتنة سقطوا وإن جهنم لمحيطة بالكافرين إن تصبك حسنة تسؤهم وإن تصبك مصيبة يقولوا قد أخذنا أمرنا من قبل ويتولوا وهم فرحون قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون قل هل تربصون بنا إلا إحدى الحسنيين ونحن نتربص بكم أن يصيبكم الله بعذاب من عنده أو بأيدينا فتربصوا إنا معكم متربصون
And if they had wished to go forth, they would assuredly have made ready some equipment. But Allah was averse to their being sent forth and held them back, and it was said unto them, Sit ye with the sedentary. Had they gone forth among you, they had added to you naught save trouble, and had hurried to and fro among you, seeking to cause sedition among you. And among you there are some who would have listened to them. Allah is aware of evildoers. Aforetime they sought to cause sedition, and raise difficulties for thee, till the truth came, and the decree of Allah was made manifest, though they were loath. Of them is he who saith, Grant me leave to stay at home, and tempt me not. Surely it is into temptation that they thus have fallen. Lo, hell verily is all around the disbelievers. If good befalleth thee, O Muhammad, it afflicteth them. And if calamity befalleth thee, they say, We took precaution. And they turn away well pleased. Say, Naught befalleth us, save that which Allah hath decreed for us. He is our protecting friend. In Allah let believers put their trust. Say, Can ye await for us aught save one of two good things? Death or victory in Allah's way, while we await for you that Allah will afflict you with a doom from him or at our hands. Await then. Lo, we are awaiting with you.